Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavamas Lamin Aleph from an Aleph. We're holding by the Gemara on Lamin and Mabez. So to ask the Gemara, Vilu Begerishin, Safik Karavla, Yisafik Karavla, like Katani. The Mishnah spoke about a case of a Safik Kedushin, where Ruvain was a Safik married to Bracha, and Mamela, that makes it that Shprinsa, the potential Tsaras Erva, so she has to do Chalitza, but not Yibam. By case of Safik Gerishin, the Mishnah spoke about all other interesting cases. It didn't speak about a typical case of Safik where the get was Safik Karivla. Safik Karivla. Question is my time or why not? So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, because Isha Zub Becheskas Hetel Shukai Medes, because really the lady is a Safik that maybe she Ruvain divorced Bracha. But before that case, before the Safik arose, so Princess Chazaka was that she's a Tsaras Erva, that she's going to be Mutter L'shuk. Misafik at the Bala Isra. Misafik, you want to say that maybe she's not a Tzeres Erva and you want to ask her L'shuk, I'll test her on the Misafik, go Basa Chazaka, and don't bring up Sveikas to say that maybe that she's not a Tzeres Erva. So I'm going to Abai question him, but Yachi, if so, B'Kedushin Ami, Neima Isha Zubicheskas Hatta Liyava Mamedes, say the same thing, that by the Savi Kedushin, Sprint's status quo is that she's Hatta Liyavam, she's not a Tzeres Erva, Misafik at the Bala Isra, Misafik, you want to ask her to Shimon, to the Avam. Al Tasran Misafik, don't ask her Misafik. So says the Gemara, it's not comparable. Hasam l'chumra, because over there we're just making a chumra. In a chanami, really it's mutter for her to do yibum with Shemin. As a chumra, we say not to do yibum, to just do chalitza, not to do yibum. Says the Gemara, hi, this, not to do yibum, it's a chumra to us of the day kulahu. It's a chumra that could lead to a kula. People are going to see that we don't allow Shprinsa to be Miyabit, to do Yibam with Shimon, and they're going to assume, it's because Ruvain is for sure married to Bracha, and Zimnan Dazel Hu Mekadesh La'achaisa, maybe Ruvain is going to go and marry Bracha's sister, we'll call Leah, Kedushi Vade, a regular case of Kedushin. Vinami Zimnan Da'asa Acher Mekadesh La'adida, sometimes you'll have a random guy, let's say Baruch, who goes ahead and marries Bracha, that Ruvain is Suffolk married to, Kedushi Vade, Vekevim Da'asa La'amar L'tzara Li'avume, but yet people are going to see that Bezdin answered Shprinsa that she's not allowed to do Yibam, so Ami the Kama Kedushin of the Basel of Kedushin. People are going to assume it's because we're assuming that Bracha is Vade married to Reuven, and it's not even just the case of Savik, it's Vade, she's Vade married, and if so, they're going to assume that the second Kedushin was not Chal, which Kalita Sirius Yisurim. So says the Gemara, no, came in the Kamatzrach HaChalitza, made the Yadi Duchumra Ba'amuhu. Since you are requiring her to do Chalitza, it's not just time you're not letting her do Yibam. You're not letting her go scot-free, you're making her do Chalitza, so people will understand that it's just a Chumra. Well, ask the Gemara, Yachi, if so, that's a valid Eitzah. So Gerish and Nami listening, say the case of Safik Karivla, Yisafik Karivla, Ulitzucha Chalitza, and have her do Chalitza. And that will show that it as a chumra, meaning maybe that's the pshan in the Mishnah. Maybe Enochanami she has a cheskas hetter l'shuk, but maybe we tell her to do chalitza as a chumra, and don't say that no, it's a chumra d'asa le'kula. We made the yadi the chumra ba'almahu. People will know from the fact that you don't allow her to do yibum that it's just a chumra ba'alma. So says the Gemara, no, because there's a different chashash, and the Mata'imer Chaylatzah Mesiav Emes. She might end up doing yibum. Hachanami Mata'imer Chaylatzah Mesiav Emes. By the safe case of Safi Kedushin. There also, why are we concerned that maybe she'll end up doing Yibam? Says the Gemara, because there's nothing really there be'etzim wrong if she does Yibam. Really, be'etzim, that's what her halacha is, make her a din, is that she's allowed to do Yibam. As a chumra, we say not to. So to be chayshish, that maybe if we say chalatzah, she'll be mesiav emes, that's not such a chashash, because really make her a din, it's mutter. Well, Isfa Abaye asked the Kasha, is it really true that we go Basar Chazaka in this type of case of Safik, by a Safik get, by a Safik if she's a Tzaras Erva? But Nafal Abayis Alu Babas Achib. Let's say you have a case where the house fell down on Ruvain and Bracha, and they're both dead now. The Sprint is the only survivor. The Enya Dua is the Mehameis Risha, and it's not known who died first. Bracha died first, in which case Sprint is not a Tzaras Erva, or Ruvain died first at the time he died. Shprinsa was a Tzaras Erva, so therefore she remains a Tzaras Erva. So the halacha is a Tzaras Achilasa Svalei Mesiav Hemes. But because of the Safik, we say that Shprinsa needs to do Chalitza and not do Yiba. Now I ask the Gemara, am I? That why is that the halacha? Hachanami neima isha zubecheskas heter l'shukai medes, go basa chazaka, say that Shprinsa has a heter, as a cheskas heter l'shuk, she's a cheskas saras erva. Umisafik atabala isa. It's only misafik that maybe bracha died first, that you want to come and answer her. Atasren, misafik, go batsa chazaka. So says the Gemara, v'chitim machanami, and it's just l'chumra. And if you'll tell me that in a chanami, really, midaraisa, we do go batsa her chazaka. And just out of chumra, we tell her to do chalitza, chumra da'asa de'kulahu, shemato aimrachai, let's see if MS. But no, it's a chumra that can lead to a kula. We should make a gzera that maybe if she does chalitza, she'll end up doing ibum. So it says the Gemara two terutzim. Terutz number one, the gerish and the shchichi gazu b'rabbanan. Ma pailas loy shchichi gazu b'rabbanan. Ein achanami. Batsim, you're right. We should have made a gzeira here, but ma pailas is not common, so therefore there is no gzeira. You know, I mean, another terutz is that gerish and the kaima erva by gerishim where the erva is still alive. The kamuchach, she's standing right there. It's not like she died. Utzarasa kamatzrachas chalitza, and yet you're telling the tzara that she needs to do chalitza. So Amri, so people will see this happening and they'll assume that. Kamu be'rabbanan begita, the gita ma'al yahu, that it must be because the Bezdin looked into the matter and they saw that really it was kariv, and really the get was good, which is why they're saying that Shprinza has to do chalitza, va'asli yavumi letzara, and then Shimon might end up coming to do yibam with Shprinza. However, ma'pailas, mikamu be'rabbanan be'mapailas, no one's going to think that the Rabbanan figured it all out and that really Shprinza died first, because there's no way to figure that out. There's no way to figure out who died first. Now ask the Gemara, the Gabigerishim Yulei Tanan, is that really true? We said a whole teretz that you want, we asked, why by Gerishim don't we have a case of Safikari Vla, Safikari Vla? The Gemara answered, because that wouldn't be the halacha, because the halacha wouldn't be chaylatzas, so that's why it's not possible to teach a case of Safikari Vla, Safikari Vla. Ask the Gemara, but we have a case of Gerishim, mamish this case, by Gerishim in Mesachas Gittin. The Gabigerishim Yulei Tanan, but Tanan, but we learned in the Mishnah in Gittin, Aisayimedis Bershus Arabin, Vuzarukulai Kari Vla, Megurashas, if he throws the get to bracha and it's closer to her, so Ruvain divorces her. Karav Lai is closer to him, it's outside of her Dalat Amis. So Ainu Megurashas, then she's not divorced. Mechzal Mechzev, it's in between the two. So she's Megurashas, Ve'ainu Megurashas. She's divorced, but she's also not divorced. It's a Safek. Barmina no Mai Hilchasa. Meaning, what do we say that she's considered divorced? The Vada, we're not allowing her to get remarried. So says the Gemara, two Nafkaminas. Number one, the Kayin Hu Asur Lai. If he is a Kayin, if Ruvain is a Kayin, so now he's Asur to her, because maybe she's a grusha. V'ervahi, and another nafkamina is that if let's say Reuven is married to this bracha and he's also married to Shprinza, and this bracha is an erva to Shimon, so tzarasa ba'i chalitza, Shprinza will need to do chalitza. In Yinzer, we say that bracha is divorced and Shprinza is no longer a tzaras erva, and she'll need to do chalitza. V'lo yamrinan shemato aimer chalitza chalitza mesiyah v'emes. You see, first of all, that we don't go basar chazaka, we don't say that she has a cheskas heta l'shuk, and we also don't say that there's a concern that maybe if we do chalitza, she'll end up doing Ibam. So this is Mamash shows everything like against everything that we've been saying until now. So says the Gemara, no, it Allah, that Rabbi Rav Yaisit Ami Tarvayu Hacha B'Shteikite Edom Askinan. There it's an exceptional case. There we're talking about where there are two separate groups of Edom. Achas Emeres Kariv La, Achas Emeres Kariv Loi, the Havalei Pseveka Da Raisa. Over there was a Treyutrey. Two Edom were saying it was closer to her, two Edom were saying closer to him. So since you have two Edom saying it was closer to her, that she's divorced, so you can't use chazaka anymore to paskin and say that really was karev loy and they're not divorced and that Shprinza is still at tzaras erva. You can't do that against Edom. That's a din d'araisa that you can't use chazaka. It's considered a savik d'araisa and you can't use chazaka. That's why we say that she has to do chalitza. That was an exceptional case. And our Mishnah is not talking about that. No, our Masnisa dehacha bekat achas. Our Mishnah is talking about where there was only one kat. There was only one group of Edom. The Havle and one aid was saying was kariv loy. One aid was saying was kariv loy. The Havle sveka derabanan. In such a case, midaraisa you do go basa chazaka, which is why the Mishnah couldn't say that this case. Now we made the Masnisa dehacha bekat achas. Now who says our Mishnah is talking about one kat? Because it has to be dami de kedusha. Because it has to be similar to the case of kedusha in the Mishnah. And ma kedusha bekat achas. Af gerishin bekat achas, just like the case of kedushin was talking about one cat. So too, if we would say by gerishin kariv loy kariv la, would also have to be talking about one cat. Ukedushin gufayim imaid bekat achat. How do I bekat the cat achas? How do you know that's talking about one cat? That's talking about the one who won. Dilma b'shtei kitei edem. Maybe it's talking about two different groups. So says the Gemara, I b'shtei kitei edem, tesiavi me b'kach klum. Because if we'll be talking about two kitei edem, so then we would allow Sprinter to the Yibam. Ask the Gemara, really? Kaimi edem v'kamru kari v'la. There are edem saying that she's married, that Reuven married Bracha, that it was kari v'la. V'an amri tesiavi me, and you're saying that we should just allow Sprinter to do Yibam in b'kach klum? V'su, and further, so that's why you have no riot that our Mishnah is talking about, Kat Achas. It could be our Mishnah is talking about Shtei Kitei Edem. And then the Gemara asks Ba'id another kasha on this whole Teretz that you want to say that over here by the Mishnah in Gittin it was an exceptional case because it was Shtei Kitei Edem. So over there we couldn't rely on Chazaka. Says the Gemara, it's not true. But Shtei Kitei Edem nami sveka derabanan hu. By Shtei Kitei Edem, it's considered a suffix mi derabanan. Really, mi da raisa, you do go basar Chazaka. What's the amri uki treila hadi trei isha ukma Chazaka? You say mi da raisa that put the two against the other two, and you go basar Chazaka. It's only a chumra, it's a rayas, we were machmer, but really mi da raisa, you go basar Chazaka, even by treyu trei. What's my raya? Mi di dahave, nichsi de barshatia, like the story with Barshatia, who was a person that sometimes he was a shaita, sometimes he was a pikeach. The barshatia zav and nichse, he sold the property, and also be trei va'amru, va'amri, two Adam came and they said that Kishu Chalim Zavin, that he sold the property when he was a Bikeach, when he was rational, he wasn't a Shaita. Vasu Beitrei Vamru, Kishu Shaita Zavin, that no, he sold it when he was a Shaita. Vamru Ravashi, and Ravashi came and Ravashi said that that is Uki Trei Lahadi Trei, Va'aru Ukma Becheskas Barshatya, you put the field, the property in the Cheskas Marikama, in Barshatya's possession, because of the Trei Utrei, you go Basa Chazaka. And if so you see that even by Trei Utrei, Midaraisa, you do go Basar Chazaka. If so, so the case of Gittin should show us that obviously, for whatever reason, we're not using this Chazaka of Cheskas Heter L'Shuk. And if so, we have a kash on our Mishnah. Why didn't the Mishnah, by the case of Safek Gerishin, why didn't it speak about a case where it was a Safek Kariv Lai, Safek Kariv Lai?